I'm Lisa Knox, and you're listening to Dream Doer Audio. On this episode, we are talking about preparing for the rainy days, the times when the sales are low, the attention is not giving, when things just are not moving like they either once did or maybe they never have. Like wherever you are in your business, you know, you have times where things are going really, really good, and then you have times where things are just and you're like, okay, as a full-time entrepreneur, no longer do you have the safety net of a job. You don't have the safety net of a steady and consistent flow from an outside source that is dedicated to paying you that particular paycheck, that particular amount at that particular frequency, right? You have to now, as a full-time entrepreneur, create that frequency yourself. I did a post on TikTok about this. If you're not following me, then you need to be following me on TikTok, Facebook, and Instagram. But I am spending quite a bit of time at this time on TikTok, Dream Doer Lisa, talking about the fact that I think that it is actually a toxic business trait. If you've never heard of that before, I don't know. It sounds good to me, but a toxic business trait, and anything can be toxic, right? Anything can be bad for you or absorbing your energy, taking away from you, not really, functioning the way that it needs to, and it's causing more problem than not. So if it's something that's toxic, it can apply to anything. So a toxic business trait that I've recognized is that a lot of small businesses do not tend to pay themselves or include themselves, and this has been me before in the past, include themselves in the overhead of the business and in the place where you need to consider where all of your dollars are going to be spent, and then consider where you come in those numbers. As an entrepreneur and a business owner, are you doing your numbers? Are you looking at how much things are costing you, whether you have a service or whether you have a product? Are you looking at your numbers? Do you know what your costs are? Do you know what your expenses are? Do you know how much you're paying for it? And then what is your profit margin? If you have any types of tools that you should be using in your business, it would definitely be transactory tools like platforms that process your payments. Please stop processing your business payments through Cash App if it's not set up as a business account where it is synced and connected to either some type of bookkeeping software like QuickBooks, or if you've got Square or Stripe that processes your payments, then you've got those tools already built in. You want to be processing all of your payments through business platforms, not Cash App. Peer-to-peer money transfer. Peer-to-peer money transfer, Cash App, and Venmo, and some of these, you can definitely do business transactions. However, they are more made for peer-to-peer, like I'm sending this to my girl, I'm sending this to my kids, a friend. Some of them do have more business features, and the ones that do, cool. The ones that provide the paperwork and the documentations, and the ones that provide the analytics and can actually give you your tax documents, are the only ones that I recommend. Square, Stripe, it has to have your stuff together, even if you use a platform like Shopify that has those things built in as well. But you need to have your money funneling through somewhere where you can actually see it and pull it up and know what your numbers are in black and white. Okay. And this episode is sponsored by QuickCopyPrints.com. Once you have all of your numbers in place and you know what you're working with, you know what your profit margin is, out of that is going to be
whether you factored it in or not. You're looking at all your numbers, how much everything costs, how much you got to pay out for payroll, overhead, supplies, whatever else. And then you look at what's left over and what you're going to be able to pay yourself. I don't care if it's $5 in the beginning. Like, you need to start paying yourself and then let the amount increase. I know as business owners, we have to always put back into our business. Now, some people make the mistake of as soon as they make some money, they spend the money and then you don't have any more money to invest. But it has to be a cycle. So you take it, you flip it, you take it, you flip it, you take it, you flip it, and you stack that profit. That's what you do. I know y'all heard the scene of TikTok about the eight ball, you know, with Mike Epps, like how he breaks down what you do. You get the eight ball, you break it down, or whatever your product is. It just applies to business in general and how you're going to take something at wholesale value and put it where it's at retail value with your own twist, your own special sauce, your own whatever, how you present it, and you're selling it to people. So once you know that part, have your numbers together, how much are you going to pay yourself? And then you let that number increase over time. And as that number increases over time, you are going to keep yourself in a pocket of, number one, being used to compensating yourself for the work that you're doing, and also being able to put some money aside for rainy days. You need to prepare for rain. It's not always peaches and cream in business. You know, there's a lot of times where you have to make something happen. And when you're only depending on the money that's coming in right then and there, you might have a dry week. And then what? You got to hurry up and get off your behind, and you got to sell some stuff, get a sale together, put some products out, run a promotion, you know, do your marketing. Or you could do this consistently all the time. But every business has times where they have peaks and valleys, times where things are great, wonderful, the money's coming in, it's rolling, and then times where it's dried up, it's raining, it's storming. Oh my God, what are we doing? Like, how are we gonna make it to the next month? It's just a real thing. And that's not gloom and doom. It's something that we need to talk about because we need to be ready. Everybody shows the pictures of the sales on Stripe and all the packages going to the post office and, you know, all these numbers and different things like that. But at the same time, like, there are real crises out here, you know, where it's not happening and you have to still make it happen. You have to still thug it out to another day. So having your numbers in place and having things funneling through an actual payment processor is going to help you with that. It's going to put you in position to be more clear and educated on what exactly is going on in your business, just like a big business. So the quicker you do big business principles, the quicker you a big business. We want to move from side hustling to, no, we want to move from an idea in our head to side hustling it, to being a small business, to being a business owner and a company and a full-on entity that's employing other people and expanding. That's what we want. And in order to do that, the quicker that we take on big business principles, the quicker we are a big business. So I encourage you all to get on your numbers, get on your business and handle it. Prepare for the rain because it's coming. I don't want you to ever think it's going to be all good all the time. If it is, that's great. You are blessed, and you're blessed anyhow, because there are no losses in this business. It's nothing but lessons. But the lesson for today is to prepare for the rain. And I hope I said something that helped you, Dream Doer Nation. Man, make sure that you are following me on TikTok, Lisa Knox on Facebook, and Dream Doer Nation and Dream Doer Biz Academy on Instagram. If you have any comments, questions, let the people know that you are listening to the podcast for entrepreneurs, business owners, and those who want to take their dream business ideas from idea to profit without breaking the bank. Until the next time, Dream Doer, peace.